Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory. Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. So in the last month, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks, I've been in no fewer than 9 wireless stores, including Verizon Wireless, AT&T Wireless, and Sprint. I have not been in a T-Mobile store. And just so you know, at this time, the iPhone 5 is still the latest offering communication device from Apple. So anyway, I don't know if it's coincidence or something in the water, but a lot of people I know are now in the market for new smartphones. And so the question I often get is, which phone should I get? So I've been going to the store and helping people buy new phones. It's a lot of fun. It'd be more fun if I could buy all the new models for myself, but if I got to spend somebody else's money, so be it. Anyway, I was in, and I've been thinking about this topic for, you know, a couple of weeks, but yesterday was got to be the worst. I was in the AT&T, and these were, by the way, all corporate stores. I don't know if I said that or not. I'm getting old. I can't remember what I said 10 minutes ago. Have I even been talking 10 minutes? I don't think so. Anyway, there's so many phones out there right now. Most of them, of course, are the Android devices. I have an iPhone, and I have an Android phone, and I've been experimenting with my Android phone with the latest version of Google Android. Why do I keep saying Android? And my Samsung phone. And I've been working on the Galaxy Note 2, the Nexus S, and I got to tell you, it's pretty exciting. Now, the comments I'm about to make, of course, have nothing to do with accessibility for the blind and low vision. As far as, and I still maintain that all things being equal, in terms of just overall, as it goes, I still think Apple is the best game in town. It's just a very smooth interface. But I got to tell you, with at the time of this recording, I think the latest version of Android is 4.2.2, and the Android TalkBack engine is just, it's getting better, leaps and bounds. But this isn't about accessibility, so let's just forget about that. So, the other day I was in this store, yesterday I was in the AT&T wireless store, and I just, all these new phones just jump out at you when you walk into the store. They do. You know, you've got the Galaxy, what is it, Galaxy 4S, which is a fabulous phone. You got all of course, the Galaxy Note 2. You got, the list just goes on and on. And they're strewn all over the display area of the store. This is true for Verizon and Sprint, too. And, of course, now you got the Windows phone. Have you looked at the Windows phones? They are absolutely stunning. I mean, when you take, if you haven't seen a Windows phone, the Windows Phone 8, go into your local store and take a look. The hardware is just rock solid. The Samsung phones, the Nokia phones, you know, phones are getting bigger and bigger. And not only that, they got a solid feel to them. I won't go back into history, but I remember at the late 90s, early 2000, people wanted smaller and smaller and cheaper made phones, or it seemed to be more cheaply made. They were just cheap pieces of plastic. And now I'm glad that people really seem to want a phone with some heft, you know, with some weight. You can actually lay it down on the table and it can hold down the table. I mean, these phones are, but the Windows Phone 8, if you move your hand across the display, it's so fluid. It's like it being in water and watching a wave go across. It's exciting. I think exciting. If you haven't seen a Windows Phone 8, by all means, please, you owe it to yourself, especially if your contract is up. You owe it to yourself to go look at a Windows Phone 8 device. And Android is exciting. You know, recently I just rooted my phone. I've flashed some customized ROMs on it, on them. And I've written an article on the blog if you want to take a look at that at CandleShoreBlog.com. But It's exciting. You know, it's been so many years since Windows, was it Windows Mobile 6.1? I guess that was the last one I really worked with where you could really get into it and hack the phone, you know, and have some fun. And yeah, you could screw up your phone, but boy, it's something about just being out there. Now, I realize that most of you who are listening to this show just want a phone or a mobile device that's going to do what you want. I understand. But when I walk around the corporate stores and I see all the Android devices and the different shapes and sizes and all the different features, and I look at the Windows mobile phones or Windows Phone 8 devices, again, variety, the interface is exciting. You got the on-screen widgets. You can do so much. I mean, it's fun just to be, you know, it's fun just to stand in a store and play with them. So yesterday, I'm getting off the beaten path. It's nice to know I can still get excited about technology. I was starting to think I couldn't. But yesterday, I was in the store for about an hour looking at different devices. And I finally said, wait a minute, there's something missing. You know, we looked and looked, and we could not find where the iPhones were in the store. And finally and this is not the first time this has happened. This happened in the Verizon store the other day. And, you know, I'm not going to, believe me, it's not just me. They've got these, bless the iPhone's heart. You know, it makes me so sad, especially as an iPhone fan. It breaks my heart that Apple, the iPhone 5 seems so outdated. It's tiny. I've maintained this from the beginning. It feels like a cheap piece of crap. I don't care how Apple spins it. It doesn't have any weight, any heft. You know, the iPhone 4 and 4S, of course, are beautiful devices. But what I found interesting is that how, and I realized that, you know, from a marketing perspective, these stores have to put the new phones out. I really, really wish that Apple would release more devices. You know, we had to ask two of the sales people, where are your iPhones? And they had the iPhone 4 and 4S in one corner, way in the back. And then they had the iPhone 5, again, in a corner, way in the back. And I wonder, you know, Apple, people are talking about Apple. Apple needs to go into these wireless carriers and see where their phones are being displayed. I got news for you. The salespeople just don't care. And I guess, I don't know how the pay scale works on the sales representatives in these companies. I don't know if they get commission or what, but they certainly aren't pushing iPhone. And, you know, I know that Apple does listen to some things I say, not very much, and maybe rightly so. I mean, who am I, right? Just a lonely podcaster. But I am, I know what I like. I may not know what everybody likes, but I know what I like. And, you know, I'm hoping, because I want to see iPhone stay in the race. I really do. It was a fabulous device at the time. I still think it's a classy device. But when you hold the iPhone up to the Windows Phone 8 and the Android devices, you know, I'm just hoping that Apple, you know, we've all been looking at iOS 7. There's two things to a device, in my opinion, that really make it stand out as a wireless alternative. The hardware and the software. And based on what I've seen so far, and this is no private information I'm giving you, I mean, you know, we saw it on TV and the betas are out. There's nothing about iOS 7 that's exciting. It's functional. But I was hoping for a little bit more pizzazz, not so much changing the colors, but allowing us to have widgets right on the screen. And I'm tired of this grid view. You know, on the Android devices, you can move icons anywhere you want. You can put a widget anywhere you want, just like you can on your desktop computer. I don't know why Apple won't do that. I really wish that they would, you know, the grid view is okay, but it's time to move beyond that. But getting back to what I was saying, and I didn't make notes for this show, so if I ramble a little bit, please forgive me. But there's nothing exciting about iOS 7. So if Apple, in my opinion, really wants to stay in the game, they're going to have to introduce a really marvelous new device. And this idea of only releasing one phone a year, it's just got to go. They can't keep doing this. You know, the iPhone, I'm amazed. Think about it for a minute. How much the landscape, the wireless landscape has changed since iPhone 5 was released. You know? And I think that's why, you know, the wireless providers, they're just not pushing it. And again, I'm a fan of Apple. Let's get this clear. I have an iPhone. I use it every day. I love it. But when you look at the store, you go to the store and you look at these nice big phones and all these new, you know, the operating systems and the hardware are both exciting and changing. And there's a lot of choices. With iPhone, you got one choice in the current scheme, iPhone 5. And so if Apple is not going to dazzle us with a new iOS 7, or, you know, give us things that people have been asking for, like I said, interactive widgets, allowing us to get rid of this grid view, forcing us to use the launch pad the way it is. If you're not, then I'm hoping that they will really surprise everyone with some really staggeringly innovative new hardware. If they don't, I don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, Apple's a multi-billion dollar company, so they clearly know more than I do. But just as an old country boy, I don't, you know, I would love iPhone to be exciting again. And exciting to the masses. You know, it's great that, you know, you can make reservations in, what was it he did? From the Eiffel Tower or something. That's great, but most people aren't going to visit the Eiffel Tower. Most people just want to get from point A to point B, and they want to be able to see the screen. And so I'm hoping that they'll introduce, I got to tell you, that Galaxy Note 2, that 5.5-inch screen, man, that thing is something. And you know what? Once you have held a larger device, and then you go look at a smaller one, it just isn't the same. I know Apple's really into this Retina display, and that's all fine. But they really are going on things that just make the phone fun like it used to be. Give us choices. Choices. You know, this one size fits all is just not going to work. That worked when Steve Jobs introduced this particular line of product because there was no competition. Think about it. People talk about how Steve Jobs was a great innovator. Well, you know, he introduced the iPhone when there was no other iPhone. There was no Android or Windows Phone 8. So he didn't have that much competition. But now, you know, there's competition. And what I can't speak, I haven't used Windows Phone 8 enough to say, but I can definitely tell you as an Android person that, you know, Android or Google or Samsung and the people who are making these phones have taken what Apple's done and made it better. And that's supposed to happen. So now it's time for Apple to jump back in the fray. I want to be excited about iPhone. It's sad to have to walk into a store as an iPhone person and say, where in the store is the iPhone? But I've had to do that 4 times because we couldn't find it. And by the way, in one store, they were under this ledge, you know, and they just, one of them, the battery, I don't know how they did it. I guess it wasn't plugged in. The battery power had gone down. You couldn't even turn the phone on. Very sad. I'm rooting for iPhone. I want to make it clear. I mean, I love Android. And I want to see Windows Phone 8. You know, the more competition, the better. You can never have too much competition. And, of course, I employ these manufacturers to please put in that, you know, built-in accessibility. You know, TalkBack is getting good. It's getting better. VoiceOver is still the best. I haven't used Narrator on Windows Phone 8. Some people say it's very good. You know, but we need competition. The more. I love it. This is a wonderful time in which we live. I can't imagine what a phone is going to look like in 20 years. If we even still are calling them phones. We may just call them communicators. You know, as a Star Trek fan, I just can't get rid of that, you know, that tricorder. We're getting there. We really are. But that's why I wanted to entitle this particular episode, Where in the Store is the iPhone, as opposed to Where in the Hell is the iPhone? Because I want to, you know, hopefully make Apple aware of the fact that they need, it's not just about them having the WWDC and debuting the new devices, new operating systems. They need to be checking in on how they're being placed in wireless stores. Because right now, when you walk into your, and this is, of course, I can only speak for my local area, but can't think we're all that different than everybody else. You know, you walk into an average wireless, corporate wireless store, you know, iPhone 5 is, it's there. And I ask the salespeople about it. You know, I have. I say, oh, you know, they don't know much about it. They don't seem to care. But they can tell you all about the Windows Phone 8 and Android, especially Android 4.1.2 and Android 4.2.2. So there's some work that needs to be done. But I still, you know, I'll tell you right now, I don't think Apple's out of the game. I'm just hoping they're going to, when they do release the next phone or the next two or three phones at the same time, I hope, that they will give people what they want. I was hoping for more with iOS 7, although iOS 7 hasn't been released yet. It's not official. It's just in beta testing. So who knows? Maybe they will give us what we want in terms of, I just want customizability. Just let me customize my phone. Please. Okay? And then I'll really make a joyful noise, just like you. Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care.